the Governor General, a ceremonial corpse, a hollow relic dressed in power but stripped of purpose, sworn to defend the Constitution, to uphold the rights of the people, yet what have they done? Nothing. Corruption festers like an open wound, infecting every level of government, draining the lifeblood of this nation, and these spineless bureaucrats stand idly by, watching it spread. Where were they when our rights were stripped, when laws were bent to serve the elite, when democracy became a theater production run by corporate overlords? Where were they when Australia's wealth was sold off piece by piece, when foreign interests took precedence over the very people who built this land? Where were they? They had the power to intervene, to uphold the rule of law, to call out the blatant subjugation of the people, but they chose to comply. Instead, they let Australia be hollowed out and sold to the highest bidder. They watched as the country descended into a playground for parasites, where billionaires hoard wealth while working people fight to afford food, where the elderly are discarded like obsolete machinery, where children inherit a world poisoned by greed. And now, they fund genocide. Billions of our dollars handed over to Israel's war machine, fueling mass slaughter while Australians starve. They won't fix our broken healthcare system, won't house the homeless, won't lift the boot of systemic oppression off the necks of everyday people, but they will feed the fires of war. This is treason. The Governor General is nothing more than a rubber stamp on the crimes of the state, a gutless custodian of a nation being bled dry. And we are done tolerating it. We see the lies, we feel the betrayal, and we will not be silenced. Governor General? A spineless figurehead. The Prime Minister? A corporate pawn. The entire federal government? A parasitic machine designed to keep us enslaved. They swore to serve the people, to uphold the Constitution, to defend our freedoms. Instead, they sold us out, every single time. Corruption is not an accident, it is the system. Laws are written to protect elites, not you. The economy is built to trap you, not free you. And every time we speak up, we are censored, silenced, or crushed. Enough. We demand a no-confidence referendum. Not just on the Prime Minister, not just on the Governor General, but on the entire federal system that has failed us. We will strip away their false legitimacy and take back what is rightfully ours. We are done with a government that fuels war, suffering, and division. We are done with a government that props up corporations over communities. We are done with a government that treats life like a battlefield. Because if this is a battlefield, then we know who the enemy is. It's not the people. It's not the workers. It's not the ones struggling to survive. It's them. The politicians, the bureaucrats, the corporations that dictate policy, the warlords that profit off blood, the entire rotting structure that keeps humanity in chains. No more. We, the people, demand change. We demand justice. And we will be heard. The time for hoping is over. The time for action is now.
$1.8 million immigrants in 5 years is going to increase demand on the medical system. What about the fact that people my age can't get any housing, we can't get rentals anymore, we have no future in this country anymore? Don't you think that's kind of ridiculous? No? You can't touch me, mate. You know,